Okay, Texcom Golf Disposal versus Montgomery County. Mr. Ringwhite.
Good morning, and may it please the court. I'm Dale Wainwright, along with John Riley. We represent Texcom Golf Disposal, appellant in this matter before the court this morning. The appellees are Montgomery County and a number of officials of Montgomery County, and I'll just refer to them collectively as Montgomery County, as they've noted no distinctions for purposes of our 12B6 matter here today. The issue today is that the trial court erred in dismissing Texcom's federal equal protection and substantive due process claims for failure to state a claim upon which relief may be based. And under this court's de novo standard of review, this court should reverse that order as to both federal claims and the pendent state law claims and send them back to the U.S. District Court. The trial court's order should be reversed because under the well-known Iqbal pleading standard, Texcom has provided sufficient factual content in its first amended complaint to show there's a plausible basis for liability by Montgomery County for Texcom's equal protection and due process claims.
Explain to me, what claim does Texcom have for an access to this land?
Your Honor, the...
One you withdrew, and then add the 3 acres, but that permit expressly says if you change the purpose and they no longer put, stack these homes on here, you got to get another permit. You didn't do that. You don't have an application pending for an access. And certainly don't have any access, so what's your claim?
Your Honor, let me address that in two ways. First, Montgomery County has never challenged Texcom's property right at issue here. And this court has recognized that a license to do business, a permit to do business, are property rights, and that was what the trial court here assumed.
The county agrees you've got access?
The county agrees that we have a property right, or the county has not challenged that we have a property right. Now, taking that off and going directly to your question.
You have a property right, I guess everybody's got a property right, but you don't have any property right until you get access into this land. That's what you voted, isn't it?
Well, Your Honor, let me give you just a couple of pieces of factual background that help answer that and go directly to your question. First, Texcom purchased the property in 2005. It then obtained a TCEQ Class 1 non-hazardous injection well permit. That allowed it to operate an injection well business. It applied for a driveway access permit to TxDOT. That was denied because of spacing requirements. Texcom filed for a variance, and at that point, Montgomery County stated in public meetings and in the media, we're going to do everything we can to stop Texcom from operating its business. We're going to do that by blocking its access, commercial access, to the property it purchased. Texcom then purchased the property that adjoined FM 3083, the state road, from Brian Pogue, and Montgomery County had granted a commercial 45-foot wide commercial or concrete driveway permit to be constructed, and it was there. When Texcom purchased that property, it succeeded to the rights to use that driveway, and that is our position.
And you're emphasizing that the driveway is the same size. I guess they're both the maximum. They would both be the maximum length commercial driveway. But right,
yeah, we're talking about one driveway.
Right, but from the earlier landowners to now the Texcom, you're saying it's the same size driveway, so there's really no difference, right?
Right.
They should have approved it like they did for the individual.
Correct, Your Honor.
The issue isn't the size of the driveway. Isn't it the amount of traffic? And explain to me how it's irrational, which I think is your standard to show it's not rational. How is it irrational for the county to conclude that a 30-acre tract of land that has a wastewater treatment plant that's going to have all this wastewater dropped off there isn't going to create more traffic than a small three-acre tract, a driveway to a three-acre tract of, I think, just a mobile home storage unit, which was the prior use.
You raised several very interesting points, Judge Costa, and let me address them directly. Basis of the permit that Brian Pogue obtained was not evaluated. There was nothing laid out as how Brian Pogue would use that commercial driveway. There are no underlying facts to support Montgomery County's argument that there's going to be increased traffic or that the vehicle type or the land use type will be different.
Why do they have to have a study to show that? I mean, aren't localities allowed to make policy judgments? And Iqbal says you have to draw, you have to use your common sense and experience as a court to evaluate pleadings. I mean, let's do it differently. Let's say this was a driveway to a new NBA arena versus a driveway to a little strip shopping center. Do you think there has to be a study showing that the NBA arena is going to generate more traffic?
No, and that's a good point. I don't disagree with you, Your Honor. The difference is the rational basis that the state gets lots of, or the county gets lots of leeway to consider for its decisions. That does not give them license, however, to make up facts or assume facts or have the trial court determine facts that are at issue and disputed. So there is no information anywhere in our pleading that contradicts the fact that there will be 1.6 trucks coming out of that driveway per hour. Nothing that's pled, and you look only to our pleadings, and the veracity is assumed if they're well-pleaded facts. Nothing that's pled that shows there will be any harm to traffic. Nothing that's pled that showed that the vehicle type will be different. And the one basis upon which Montgomery County denied the driveway permit was some notes that they attribute to TxDOT. If you look at those notes, there's no TxDOT logo on it. Texas Department of Transportation is not on the document. It's not signed. We don't know where they came from. The first time they appeared was in February of 2014 when Montgomery County said your permit is denied and said we deny it on the basis of TxDOT and attached the memo. We're not sure where the mysterious memo came from.
But that email to your client, or your, I guess it's the attorney, Mr. Riley, the attorney for TxCom, copies two TxDOT individuals. I mean, you're saying it's not really a TxDOT document that was
I'm saying we don't know what it is, and there's nothing in the record that shows what it is, which is why this court has consistently, in matters where there's well-pled facts for constitutional violations by governmental entities, has consistently said and allowed discovery to further hash out the well-pleaded facts and then address the issue, if at all, on summary judgment. In fact, this court in Lindquist in 2008, with Judge Elrod writing on a panel with Judge Rivoli and Judge Benavides, reversed a court here in the Southern District because the court had dismissed on a 12B6 motion equal protection claim. Now, granted, when that case came up 4 years later, it was dismissed on summary judgment. But the opinion in the 2012 Lindquist case, I'll call it Lindquist 2, recognized that discovery was taken by the parties.
Back to this memo for a second, wherever it came from, whether the county created it or TxDOT, it says the application's denied because it didn't have the right map, and it was only seeking a driveway to the 3.5-mile tract when now it's this much bigger tract of land. So if it has to do with the improprieties in the application, how is it irrational to deny the application for that, the permit for that reason?
Let me point you to, and this will help with the discussion, page 12 of TxCom's brief on the merits. It has a map in there. Okay. The permit language you're referring to, Judge Rivoli and Judge Costa, says that if there is a change in land use, traffic volume, or vehicle type, then a new permit may be required. Actually, that's a misstatement of the law because the Texas Administrative Code, the Title and Transportation, section 11.52A1 says if there is a material change in land use, traffic volume, or vehicle type, and that would adversely affect the area, then you can require a new permit. So when Texcom purchased the Pogue property, it had a commercial driveway on it. The question is, for the final permit decision in February 2014 and Montgomery County's requirement that Texcom file a new permit, was there a material change? The judge, with all due respect, made that determination. That's a fact question. The fact that there's 27.5-acre piece of land, and now with the purchase, there's a 30.5-acre piece of land, is not really the issue. 11.521A does not refer to matters that don't address traffic safety or the safety of the public. The fact that the land's bigger doesn't mean traffic changes.
The land use is undeniably different, right?
Well, if you view land use in 11.52 in a vacuum, the material change in land use needs to be directed to and related to the purpose for the provision for a driveway permit. I mean, you could plant 10 new trees on the property and say it's changed, but it has to be targeted toward the purpose for the provision, which is, has the land use changed in a way that materially affects traffic volume and safety in that area? And there is nothing in the pleadings that show that it has.
You're saying the district judge made fact findings and drew inferences, but isn't the standard of review deferential to the county? So the question is just, was it rational? Could it be viewed as rational? Even if they're wrong, let's say there is, in fact, no traffic difference. I don't think common sense tells you that, but let's say that's the truth. Isn't the question on rational basis whether the county could have reasonably thought there was going to be a difference in traffic, even if it turns out they're wrong about that?
You raise an interesting theoretical conundrum, Judge.
For the standard of review, really.
Well, Iqbal says if we have pled sufficient factual content to give a plausible indication that Montgomery County is liable, our claim should survive 12b-6. As you've pointed out, there are some cases that say if there's a plausible reason for rational basis, then the county wins. Well, if there's tension there, then I suggest we look back at Iqbal. What is our pleading standard? Did we plead equal protection and substantive due process facts that give a plausible basis for believing that Montgomery County is liable? I think we did. In addition, this court has recognized and has applied the adjudicative analysis model. Look at the Bush case, Bush versus Gulfport, 2011. In the adjudicative analytical model versus a legislative, you don't look at any conceivable basis for the county's actions, because the adjudicative model is applied when a governmental entity is applying specific statutes, specific regs, to a particular dispute between it and a party. The legislative...
I won't interrupt you, and you don't have a lot of time, but what is it you're now contending? We know they were opposed, the county was opposed, but what is it now that is your injury? What are you pointing to as what they're doing that injures Texcom?
Okay, Montgomery County, probably intent is one of the most straightforward parts of this, determined that it was going to stop Texcom.
Forget that. Okay. What is it that they did that hurt you?
They denied the driveway permit. They opposed our...
Which driveway permit? Well, that you withdrew that.
We withdrew the variance.
That you had to withdraw an application?
Your Honor, we had potential driveway access on Creighton Road, on the southern boundary of our border, and on FM 3083. Montgomery County opposed the Creighton County access, so we looked at FM 83, and then they turned around, obtained the local access authority from TxDOT, and then opposed and denied our driveway permit on 3083, even though there are two comparators that have Class 1 permits.
Because you don't have access... the permit to the 3 acres. You're not complaining about that.
We are, Your Honor. That is our property, and that is our driveway, and we have a permit.
That was just the 3 acres. It wasn't to 30 acres.
Your Honor,
isn't the permit tied to the particular land to which it is accessed.
I think that's correct. I'm not certain under the case law. But, Your Honor, let me point out this. The land use, and I see my time has expired. May I finish the thought?
Go ahead. Finish.
The land use is for the injection well that is drilled that Texcom bought in 2005 on the property. Okay, whether the access is through FM83 on the 72 feet that Texcom had bordering 3083 before it bought Pogue, or whether it's on the Pogue property, we have a right to access our property to operate our business. When we bought the Pogue property, we bought the driveway. There's a 45-foot wide concrete driveway sitting there now we can't use, and our permit, we believe, is still valid, and we were required by the district court to refile, and we don't think 11.521A was satisfied to require a new permit. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Griffin?
Yes. May it please the court. I am B.D. Griffin. I'm an assistant county attorney for Montgomery County, Texas. I represent Montgomery County and the current and former members of Montgomery County Commissioner's Court who have been named as defendants in this lawsuit by Texcom. Our position is that the district court clearly applied the correct standard, and based upon not only the pleadings before it, but the documents submitted, referred to by the plaintiff in the pleadings, and submitted by the plaintiff in this lawsuit, that the plaintiff's First Amendment petition clearly does not meet the Iqbal standard. There are basically two instances when a pleading may not meet the Iqbal standard. One is when there's a factual implausibility. And we would suggest that in this instance, looking at the plaintiff's First Amended original petition, a lot of it is exactly that. And going back to what Judge Reveley was asking about, to be clear, the driveway access permit and the application process that is at the basis of this lawsuit, and now finally before this court, that it's what it boils down to, that and also the building permit process that Montgomery County has. They're two different processes. But the driveway access permit is a state permitting authority because they are seeking access to a state road. Normally, TxDOT would have that. By right, Montgomery County acquired that right. It was a delegable right, and we have exercised that in conjunction with and in exactly the same way TxDOT would. What was required to exercise that right was a local access plan approved by TxDOT. That local access plan provides that we send it to TxDOT for their preliminary review. But getting to the questions of Judge Reveley, yes, the driveway access permit, they do have a right to access their land, but if they're going to put a driveway onto a state highway, they have to go through this administrative procedure. And part of that is an application. And there are terms of that application. And initially, before they acquired the 3.5 acres from Mr. Pogue, who actually acquired it for them, but before they acquired the 3.5, they had access both on Crichton Road and on FM 3083. Their property touched both. Again, so they have access, but in order to put a driveway on 3083, they have to get permission from the state. They sought permission from the state. Due to an adjacent property owner's driveway being too close to that segment of their property, TxDOT denied their original application. They then applied for a variance. During the pendency of the acquisition and assumption of the driveway permit authorization by Montgomery County, Texcom voluntarily withdrew their application for a variance that was pending at TxDOT. And that is one of the factually implausible things that they state in their First Amendment petition. In fact, they spend approximately 25 paragraphs talking about the process of applying for to TxDOT, and Upley in paragraph, I think it's 89, they say, and we voluntarily withdrew it. So even using the Iqbal standard, assuming everything they say other than their conclusions is true, that fails to create a factually plausible right of claim against Montgomery County. Their First Amendment petition is fraught with that. The other basis is the obvious alternative explanations for Montgomery County's actions, which go to the reasonableness of certain actions. To answer the court's questions, the driveway access permit, again, is done by a permit process. There's an application where they submit certain information. And for the POG permit, well, let me digress. In the initial one, they sent it to TxDOT, and it was denied. Even at the POG permit, they submitted it to Montgomery County. It was sent to TxDOT, and the record reflects initially it was denied. They had correspondence with TxDOT, and ultimately TxDOT approved it from their standpoint, and Montgomery County approved the POG application for the 3.5 acres. And in any of the applications, both the POG permit application and the subsequent application that TxCom prepared when the district court ordered them to do that, there was never the map that Mr. Wainwright references that's in the brief. Nowhere in either of those applications is a map that shows the relationship between the 3.5 acre rectangular tract of Mr. Pogue and the 27 acre tract of TxCom.
So if they go ahead and do everything properly as required and cross their T's and dot their I's, is the county going to give it serious consideration, or is it the intent of the county to never grant this permit, don't want them in the area, and using this as an excuse to not give them permission to use their land?
Certainly. The county will give it serious consideration. They will treat it just the same as they have every other driveway access permit, which they receive. And in assuming the delegation of the authority, they do it for all the state highways other than Interstate 45 in Montgomery County. Yes, it will be reviewed by the engineer. And the engineer did the exact same thing in this process. He got the application from Mr. Riley. He sent it to TxDOT. And it's disingenuous to say that memo, they don't know where it came from, because immediately after, the engineer wrote a one-line memo to Mr. Riley, your application has been denied. I followed it up with a letter explaining exactly what it was. And also prior to that, that's also in the record, we had given a status report because we hadn't received the information from TxDOT. We told them we were going to send it to TxDOT. We were awaiting TxDOT, and when we received TxDOT's initial determination, we would then respond. So,
you're not going to take the position yet that you will deny them an access to their 30-some-odd acres?
Certainly not. In fact, it's not just denying access. They have a driveway on their 3.5 acre tract. And that driveway is valid for that 3.5 acre tract. The instance is the county reasonable in applying requesting a new application? We're not saying you have to build a new driveway. We need to know the information regarding the uses of the property, the traffic, and the vehicle types in order to see if there needs to be any modification either to your driveway, which is the largest driveway allowed under TxDOT, or to the state highway. Maybe we decide that because there's another area down here in the type of trucks, we want them to put an entrance down on their other track and then go through and exit out this way. There's any number of rational bases by which we need the information, and the application process is the means for getting that application. Furthermore, the record itself shows that there's a material change in land use. The POG application says indicate the primary use of the property. Equipment storage, undeveloped land. Clearly, it's different from a 30-acre, and that was a 3.5-acre tract, rectangular tract. Clearly different from a 30-acre tract to use for wastewater disposal. Also, on right below that, on the access application. Note, in capital letters, any future development to this site must be reviewed and approved by TxDOT, or this permit will become null and void. So the district court did not make an improper factual determination. As Judge Acosta said, the reasonable standard of where was Montgomery County reasonable in requiring a new application. And that is all we have done. TxCom vehemently objected to that until the district court made them submit an application. And then even then, they, even by TxDOT, submitted an incomplete application. So the rational basis, their pleadings show no arbitrary and capricious actions by the county. There's a rational basis for every action that the county has taken.
Do you agree it's an adjudicative decision versus a legislative decision?
This court has not defined that. In the Bush case, they said we don't need to determine it. It may be legislative, may be adjudicative, but under the Bush case, you looked at it from an adjudicative position. I think based upon their claims, clearly, for one, we think it should be done, all of their claims should be done under a legislative standard. However, clearly under their claim that somehow the county commissioners, the Montgomery County has violated their constitutional rights, either due process or equal protection, by merely acquiring the delegation of the driveway access permit authority, that is clearly a legislative decision. That was a policy decision by the commissioner's court. And the rest of their pleadings do not show and allege any facts of the court acting. And so when you get to a permit standpoint, either the driveway access permit or the building permit in a broader sense, then you don't have the individual commissioners acting. You don't have Montgomery County acting except through its engineering department, its employees. And we think the legislative model would clearly be appropriate because of the political nature of the county, of political subdivision. We believe it would be unfair to say, oh, these statements by now a prior county judge, these statements by prior county attorney, these statements by people who are no longer on the court, somehow now, 2 years later, will affect an engineer's decision looking at the permit. We feel that would be an unfair burden for any county to assume, because all it takes is one county commissioner to make a statement that says, in essence, we don't want them here, and then that would taint all of the other governmental action from that point forward. But even under the adjudicative model, we have a rational basis for looking at it, and there's no pleadings whatsoever to say that this particular engineer, Mr. Jeff Johnson, acted with any malice or any type of, you know, spite against TxCom. He's doing his job. He referred it to TxDOT, and TxDOT themselves said the application is incomplete. So how can Montgomery County be irrational, arbitrary, and capricious when a state agency has said your application's incomplete? And that's what it boils down to. TxCom has not wanted to reapply for the driveway permit. For some reason, they don't want to go to the other condition, which is go back and amend your TCEQ permit, which is a condition of their TCEQ permit, to provide access through 3083. They initially wanted access off of County Road, Crichton Road. TCEQ determined they should, if they're going to have this much traffic, go through a state highway, FM 3083. For some reason, they do not want to go back to TCEQ. Now, the underlying underground injection control permit is still on appeal in Austin. It has been for some time. But there is nothing that they can point to in Montgomery County's handling of the driveway access permit or these building permit applications that there is not a rational basis for. We would suggest that their pleadings you know, when using the Iqbal standard, either show that it's factually implausible or there's an obvious alternative explanation that is a lawful determination by Montgomery County in dealing with all of their permits. Taking up the other thing, this court has said, an FM Properties Operating Company, if you were to determine, well, gee, we think Montgomery County, you're wrong. You should have granted them that last driveway access permit, and you shouldn't require a condition to go and amend the TCEQ permit. Well, this court has said a local body has the right to be wrong in permit decisions. That's the FM Properties Operating Company. And their remedy is not to come before the federal court and claim violations of due process and equal protection. Our local access plan did have an administrative remedy to appeal the denial of this permit, which also includes an incomplete permit. They failed to address them of that authority or that ability. Nonetheless, they still aren't prejudiced. They can file a new application tomorrow, and it will be reviewed de novo and apply the same standards. And if they give enough information, they will most likely get their building permit, provided they also, in that instance, the other bone of contention is we're saying go to TCEQ and amend your permit. But as part of that process, if they file a complete driveway access permit application, they will most likely get the driveway access permit. Then, according to even them, it's ministerial to go to TCEQ and amend that permit. And then they'll be entitled to their building permits. This is just simply not a federal case. It's a case where TXCOM wants something, and they don't want to play by the rules. They don't want to follow. So do we,
Judge. That's the same argument
Judge.
We heard in the previous case.
Yes.
This is not a federal case.
Yes. Again, we would suggest it's unfair to subject Montgomery County to the $50 million or $50 billion worth of liability they're claiming on this for violation of constitutional rights when, you know, before filing a lawsuit, they never even applied for the building permit. Now that after the court required them to do that, they filed an incomplete building permit. So, again, should the court decide we were wrong in denying that permit, it still is not a federal case, and they have their remedies.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
Thank you.
Mr. Wainwright.
Thank you, Your Honor. In the few short minutes I have, let me acknowledge and thank Montgomery County for admitting that TXCOM has a right to access its land. We agree with that. I'm glad to hear that Montgomery County has said if we file a proper application, we can get that permit, because the county stated, and it's in our pleadings, paragraphs 58 to 71, that by taking over the local access authority from TxDOT during that variance period when we applied for a variance, that we have a tremendous opportunity, should not be missed, and in doing so, taking over the authority, we will, quote, allow us to permanently deny access to TXCOM along FM 3083, and that is in our pleadings. Montgomery County did deny our driveway permit. They then said that they denied our building permit because without driveway access, you don't need a building. And to complete the injection well operation process, you have to have a surface facility. So we withdrew our application for a variance because it was futile. TXCOM did deny that initial driveway application because of spacing. That was not a difficult correction. We're in the process of that correction when Montgomery County made the statement, this is our opportunity to take over the process, and then summarily denied the permit.
Assuming that memo, I know you dispute it, but assume for a second that the memo attached to the email does come from TxDOT, and that TxDOT said this application is no good just because it's not for the right area. How is Montgomery County's reliance on TxDOT's recommendation to deny the driveway permit an irrational act?
In this case, it goes back to 11.52. Is there a material change in land use, traffic volume, or vehicle type? The land that we own is bigger, no doubt about it. But the traffic volume was calculated based on the capacity of the injection well business. So 1.6 trucks is the same whether it's one well or four wells. So that's not going to change. That's not a rational decision to say there's a change. Plus, there's no baseline. There's nothing in the pleadings that show that it's going to be two or even zero.
But TxDOT said nothing about traffic. They said your application wasn't correct. It wasn't for the right land.
Actually, as I read the memo, Your Honor, I think it says because the land is bigger and because there may be bigger, different vehicles and perhaps more volume, that's the basis in that in the TxDOT notes, I'll call them. And if there is a dispute about that, that's what discovery is for, and that's what fact questions are for. Not to be addressed at the 12B6 stage, but after discovery and on a motion for summary judgment. Perhaps even before a jury trial.
I'm looking at the memo. It says the current submission received in this office on February 20th of 14 does not request access to any properties other than this 3.5-acre tract. The problem was that the old application was just resubmitted without reflecting that it's now for a different tract.
Our application actually did say it was for a total of 30.5. We did tell TxDOT that we weren't changing the underlying tenants, land use, volume of traffic, or vehicle type. These notes were conveniently appeared in February of 2014 as the basis for Montgomery County's decision. Apparently, Montgomery County did not do its own analysis.
Which means your problem is probably with the state, not with Montgomery County.
Well, Montgomery County obtained the local access authority to make the decision. Let me also point out the fact decisions that the trial court reached when there really are questions of fact. The district court concluded that the volume of traffic used in the driveway to access the 30.5-acre parcel is likely to be much greater. That's a fact determination when we're looking at a pleading standard. It found that TxCom's permit would engender materially different land use. Again, that's a factual determination. It credited the county's assertion that any difference between Pogue and TxCom's proposed land were material. That's, again, a factual determination. These are things that can be hashed out in discovery and addressed in a factual contest, not a pleading contest. Because the adjudicative standard applies and because we've satisfied Iqbal's pleading standard, we ask this court to reverse the district court order as to the federal equal protection and due process claims and also as to the pendent state claims. Thank you.
Thank you.